Evening Under Lamplight on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Here is a special announcement. Today is Tuesday, and not, as is announced in today's Sunday Telegraph, Friday. And now, a repeat of last Thursday's performance of Monday Night is Music Night.
Vivaldi's Winter Largo reminds us that we're back here again with the latest episode of Evening Under Lamplight. I'm Robert Louis Abrahamson, and this is, of course, Cambridge 105 Radio. I'll be attending this time to various aspects of lines. Yes, lines. I'll explain more in a minute. But I just wanted to assure you, as you probably already know, that you too are invited to attend. Now, to start our discussion of lines, I want to read a very short piece by James Robertson. Is it fiction, or a kind of lyric essay, or a prose poem? Well, the category is not really our concern. We must attend to the writing itself. This is a piece called Consumer Blues, which is contained in an old book James Robertson. It's not an old book, it's a new book. It's an odd book in an odd book James Robertson published in 2014. See, it's not that old. It's called 365. I've read some of James Robertson's poetry and prose on earlier episodes of Evening Under Lamplight. He is, as you may know, a modern Scottish writer, perhaps the modern writer I admire the most, with several powerful novels such as The Fanatic, and The Land Lay Still, a kind of sweeping history of Scotland across the second half of the 20th century. As for the book 365, he had set himself the task of... No, let's hear it in Robertson's own words. At the beginning of 2013, he says, I began an experiment. Could I write a short story on each day of the year? The stories would all be exactly the same length, 365 words. By the end of the year, if the experiment was successful, there would be 365-word stories. Despite some anxious moments on days which seemed reluctant to reveal or release their stories, I completed the task. All right. And now, the stories were published first online, one each day, on Hamish Hamilton's website, fivedials.com. Then came the book form. For some reason, the spine of the book leapt out at me the other day, and I took it off the shelf where it had sat, well, for a while anyway. Just for curiosity's sake, I looked at the reading for today, 6 December, and found it so much fun to read and so rich in possibilities that I decided to shape this evening's show around it. So here's the piece. Consumer Blues. Notice the way it moves from mere sheep-like following the urge to find happiness through buying things, around to the more sinister control of the population through fear. Consumerism and tyranny are not very far apart, after all. Consumer blues. There's a rumour going round. We don't know what it is, but we all get in line. Could be one thing, could be another, but we all get in line. They're probably selling something. They must be selling something, so we all get in line. Maybe it's a bargain, maybe it's a con, but we all get in line. A pocket full of diamonds or half a pound of mints, but we all get in line. We won't know what we're missing if we turn and walk away, so we all get in line. There's nothing more we need. The house is full of crap, but we all get in line. No room in the closets. The garage walls are bulging, but we all get in line. Someone says she's seen it. Someone says it's cool, so we all get in line. They're chopping down the forests and slicing up the mountains, but we all get in line. Half the world is starving and living under cardboard, but we all get in line. And if they want to count our dirty carbon footprints, we'll all get in line. There are 7 billion birthdays and Christmas round the corner, so we all get in line. Instant payday credit and a pawn shop up the alley, so we all get in line. But you never know your luck. There's a winner every minute, so we all get in line. The country folk are leaving and moving to the city where they all get in line. It's so hard to make a living, but they hear it can be done, so they all get in line. And we're running out of oil, and we're running out of water, so we all get in line. There's talk of revolution and anarchy and war, and it's coming down the line. You don't know who to trust or which side to be on if it's coming down the line. But there's a man in a truck selling guns and insurance, and he's coming down the line. And the government is saying there's a threat to law and order, but no one will get hurt, arrested, or imprisoned if we all stay in line. The Police and the Juggler from Stravinsky's Petrushka, a sort of picking up on the final notes of James Robertson's Consumer Blues. By the way, when I told James I would be reading this piece, he sent me this comment. I think Consumer Blues is self-explanatory, although you will, I hope, realize that it is a 12-bar blues in form, each paragraph representing a verse until the coda of the last paragraph. He said he has a tune in his head for it, and also told me, us, that Aidan O'Rourke has been writing a tune for each of the 365 pieces, though James has not heard the tune for Consumer Blues. Aidan O'Rourke, by the way, with Kit Downs, will be playing at the Cambridge Junction on Saturday, 21st of April. More on that later. However, James added, somebody else, a man called Conrad Molson, got hold of Consumer Blues and wrote his own music, which we can find on SoundCloud under Get In Line. That's one word, Get In Line. So jump over to SoundCloud and give it a listen. It's a completely different rendering from mine, but we're richer for the diversity. And so now, where shall we go with this theme of lines? Well, I have here on the digital turntable two Kinks songs about waiting in line. The first is very early Kinks, the rough, even brutal sound, the time, I suppose, before Ray Davies learnt to channel his rage through irony. In this song, Who'll Be the Next in Line, he comes out as the voice of someone bitterly hurt by his girlfriend's leaving him. Yes, there's lots of songs about my girl is gone, but this one is, I think, notable for its consistent, biting jabs at the woman. Who'll be the next in line for heartaches? Who'll make the same mistakes I made over you? Who'll be the next to watch your love fade, all your affections finally fade away? And there's a witty rhyme. There'll be no use in sighing. Who'll be the next in line for you? And then the self-justification we often hear in this kind of song. One day you'll find out when I'm gone, I was the best one you had. I was the one who gave you love. And just picture the image. Who'll be the next in line for you? There they are, all these guys queued up, waiting to get to the head of the line so they can, what, consume her? Be consumed by her? Coming after James Robertson's Consumer Blues, this song becomes a little more ominous. She's just an object for consumption. Maybe she's set herself out to be that. Maybe it's her ploy, the ploy of a siren, luring men to their doom. Well, if so, she certainly doomed this guy who can only splutter in anger. But look, as usual, we're in danger of taking this stuff too far. Who'll Be the Next in Line is not a very complex song after all. It was recorded at the very end of 1964, that very hectic first year of the Kinks, a time when Ray Davies was contractually obliged to turn out several records a year, and here he manages to eke out almost 2 whole minutes of a song simply by repeating the lyrics all over a second time. Attend. That was the Kinks in late 1964. Who'll be the next in line? And let's move 6 years further on to 1970 for a second Kinks song about standing in line. And we can see now that Ray Davies has moved quite far from that simple rage of the early song. This song is not just about some guy and his girl. There's a political or at least economic context. The man waiting in line for the union man to come along and choose who is going to be selected for work that day. If you're selected, you get paid. If not selected, you go home with no money for the family. The song is called Get Back in the Line from the album Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round. an album primarily concerned with the music industry, mocking or lamenting the success the Kinks achieved with their hit Lola. But here, earlier on the album, we come across what I think must be some musician, a session man perhaps, but anyway, someone who works day by day, no steady employment. We see him standing in line, perhaps at some kind of labour exchange, waiting, hoping to be the one selected for work that day. The union man comes walking down the line. Will he stop here or go on to someone else? He's the man who decides if I live or I die, if I starve or I eat. The opening line hits us right away. Facing the world ain't easy when there isn't anything going. It's the kind of bland, obvious remark that if we'd written it in an essay, our Professor Baird would have scrawled in the margin, "Yup." Facing the world ain't easy when there isn't anything going. Yup, sure ain't easy. But Ray builds from this bland remark. What isn't easy about this is that when there isn't anything going, you come back home a failure, at least for the day. And it's doubly painful because his mama, his mother, his girlfriend, his wife, his mama told him, she always said that it would never, ever work out. So on top of everything else, he has the added problem of his mama not supporting him in his job. But all I want to do is make some money and bring her home some wine. But I don't want her ever to see me standing in that line, 'cause that union man got such a hold over me. He's the man who decides if I live or I die, if I starve or I eat. Then he walks up to me and the sun begins to shine. Then he walks right past and I know that I gotta get back in the line. It's not a very complex situation, but it's an odd one for a rock song, isn't it? And by extension, it can express the anguish of all people who find themselves passed over, their talents ignored, their life a struggle between hopefulness and humiliating frustration. So let's hear it now. Get back in line.
Facing the world ain't easy when there isn't anything going. Standing at the corner waiting, watching time go by. Will I go to work today, or shall I bide my time? 'Cause when
that union man got such a hold on.
That was the Kinks' Get Back in the Line. He's just waiting to be chosen. And I'm going to give us another waiting song, another song about someone who's frustrated by the waiting and in deeper pain, apparently unalloyed by any hope. It's a song by Dylan called Can't Wait, a track that I think tends to get lost in the album Time Out of Mind. It's a kind of monotonous song, pushing on and on, very little expression in the voice, delivering one line after the next. Easy to let the whole song slip past as our minds wander to something else. But this song is worth attending to. Try to catch some of these words as they come down the line past us. His world is falling apart. He's trying to wait for her, whoever she is, and all he can do is try to walk the line.
Standing at the gate, The end of time has just begun. Graveyard of my mind, I left my life with you somewhere back there along the line. I thought somehow that I would be spared this day. I don't know how much longer
while I'm strolling through the lonely graveyard of my mind, I left my life with you somewhere back there along the line. I thought somehow that I would be spared this fate, but I don't know how much longer I can wait. That was a fairly heavy song, but moving too, if we relax into it and attend to it, instead of just wanting the song to excite us with pizzazzy music. But speaking of pizzazz, you're listening to Evening Under Lamplight with Robert Louis Abrahamson on Cambridge 105 Radio.
When the day comes to an end, he invites you to attend Evening Under Lamplight. It's Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you, thank you. All right, we're looking at different aspects of lines. And we just heard Dylan singing about trying to walk the line and leaving his life with you somewhere back there along the line. We'll pick up these aspects of lines in a minute. But first, I thought as a kind of break from that heavy Dylan song, we should have two light, very light, I'm afraid, songs about lines. These two songs started repeating through my mind when I decided to do the show on lines, but there's not much I have to say about them. They're just songs to have roaming through the mind, I think. Actually, both songs have a druggy theme, so perhaps it's right that they should keep buzzing in our minds. First, let's have Brewer and Shipley's One Toke Over the Line. Hey, I've smoked a little too much weed, man. I'm one toke over the line. What line? The line between remaining in this world and breaking free into some other space, perhaps. But it's also a song about waiting, in this case, waiting at a railway station. The lyrics don't take us very far, but they do, in their stoned enthusiasm, draw upon religious language, Jesus and Sweet Mary, and in a famous incident, the song was covered in a sentimental, pious way on the Lawrence Welk show, a wholesome family show where it was supposed that it was a song about loving Jesus or something. This was at the same time that the vice president, Spiro Agnew, caught the real meaning and apparently knew what toke meant and condemned the song as ruining the youth of America. The song came into being one night in Kansas City, where Brewer and Shipley were about to perform. Shipley had been given a block of hashish and was told to take just two hits, but he took three. Then Michael Brewer came into the room, and as Shipley recounts, I said, "Jesus, Michael, I'm one toke over the line." And to be perfectly honest, I don't remember if Michael was with me when I took that hit or not. I remember it as not. I think Michael remembers it as yes. And he started to sing to what I was playing, and I chimed in, and boom, we had the line. And here's the line.
Mm-hmm. downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Who do you love? I hope it's me. I've been changing, as you can plainly see. I felt the joy and I learned about the pain that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, it surely strike me dead. Now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. I'm waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, sail away, country mile. And now I'm returning, showing off my smile. I met all the girls and I loved myself a few. And to my surprise, like everything else that I've been through, it opened up my eyes. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Don't you know I'm just waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on the
train is on time.
I'm sitting downtown in a railway station.
And from that upbeat, cheerful, stoned marijuana song to a different drug and a different feel, Dragging the Line by Tommy James, late of the Shondells, a song that's been called a lazy psychedelic shuffle whose hypnotic feel perfectly expressed its title. Why? What does its title suggest? Tommy James said that Dragging the Line was just about the drag of working every day. But most people picked up on the line of cocaine about to be sniffed. And, well, that makes more sense of the song's imagery, untethered to reality or to any kind of adult view of things. My dog Sam eats purple flowers. Or, loving the free and feeling spirit of hugging a tree when you get near it. These are the main lyrics. The rest is just digging the snow and the rain and the bright sunshine, dragging the line. Nothing wrong with your dog eating purple flowers, but keep it to yourself, man. It's not interesting to anyone else. And I think there's nothing wrong with hugging a tree, nothing at all. But there's something wrong with the bland line, hugging a tree when you get near it. Look, that's just stupid or druggy use of language. But wait a minute. That couplet does keep coming back to me. My dog Sam eats purple flowers. We ain't got much, but what we got's ours. That's a sweet, innocent, happy couplet, isn't it? A stoned couplet, we might say. And by the way, when have we ever come across the word gots, G-O-T apostrophe S, used correctly? What we got's ours. That's perfectly correct English, but it sounds so strange, man. But yes, the song is hypnotic and is contagious. So I pass it over to you. Tommy James, Dragging the Line. Okay, man, feeling cool? Getting a good sign? Well, you know, when I began thinking about lines as our topic this evening, Under Lamplight, I thought there would be lots of material, but actually there aren't really a lot of songs about lines specifically. But then I started collecting the various senses in which we use the word line or lines. There are, of course, railway lines, fairly straight lines that take you somewhere, though often you don't get much choice about where you're going. You go where the lines take you. And maybe that's the main feature of a line. It directs you. In a sense, it takes away your freedom and tells you what to do. You have to toe the line. What line? Well, it seems there's a line somewhere, an abstract line, of course, but nevertheless, a demarcation between what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. You draw a line in the sand and dare someone to cross over it. And we saw how Brewer and Shipley had crossed it by going one toke over the line. There's behavior that is out of line. I'm still puzzled about what exactly this is an image of. I suppose it's an image, taking us back to James Robertson's piece, an image of standing in line as you're supposed to do and then getting out of the line. We all, I think, remember times in school when we were messing about and being told off by the teacher for not standing obediently in line, or we sneak up and push someone else out of the line so he'll get told off. But here again, we see the image of the line as something repressive, something the authority figure lays down. Boy, I'm laying down the line now. And we get out of line, or we cross over the line at our peril. And I know that I gotta get back in the line, as we heard the Kinks sing. We're told to follow the line of duty, and it seems that almost anything we do that might at first seem wrong or hurtful can be excused if we claim that we're doing it along the line of duty. And as James Robertson concludes, and the government is saying there's a threat to law and order, but no one will get hurt, arrested or imprisoned if we all stay in line. Staying in line can give us a sense of security and safety, or the illusion of safety. We pay a price for staying in line. I suppose, as in the earlier part of Robertson's piece, we can stand in line in hopes of getting something. The line, like a railroad line, may just lead us somewhere good, though perhaps we have no idea really what we're queuing for. Walking the line as opposed to going on a quest. There are telephone lines, too, and the linemen who repair them, and the lines of scrimmage in American football, and the linemen and the linebackers. In most sports, there are boundary lines. If you or the ball cross the line, everything stops while the players restart the play properly. And, of course, the lines of battle, another kind of boundary line, much, much less playful. There are lines of poetry, too. When I was a student in Edinburgh, there was a magazine called Simply Lines, which published all the newest Scottish poetry. And there are lots of poems whose titles, with a kind of false modesty, call themselves just Lines, as in Wordsworth's Lines Written a Few Miles Above Tintern Abbey. There are the lines that actors have to memorize and then speak. Know your lines. I suppose, in a way, these lines, like others, are meant to take away your freedom. You can't get up on stage and just say whatever you like. You have to be constrained by the lines the playwright has given you. Well, most of the time, anyway. And salesmen feed you a line, a fishing line, I think it is, trying to get you to bite and get suckered in. More loss of freedom, more consumer blues. There are lines on our bodies, of course, stretch marks, suntan lines, the creases at various places, and most prominently, the lines on our face, sometimes known as wrinkles. Smile lines and frown lines and baggy lines and also smeary lines from mud or makeup or, in young kids, lines of snot across the face from wiping their noses with the back of their hand. You've seen this, surely. There are the lines in a sketch or drawing, the geometrical lines of all different sorts. Well, you get the point. Think of some more images, some more usages. Be alert to how the word is used by the people around you. But for now, we'll get back to a few more songs as we come up to the close of proceedings here this evening under lamplight. Of course, we've been thinking of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line, his first big hit in the mid-1950s. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine, he says. That heart, or some impulse lower down, is always on the loose and needs to be tied down. He's such a stud, with such a strong roving heart or other urges, but he's a bigger man than that and knows to impose boundary lines on his heart. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You see, he chooses to limit his freedom, not because he needs to conform out of fear or civility, but because love, as it always does, requires him to put aside his own ego drives and attend to the loved one instead. You can tell from the upbeat and confident tone of the song that, in the words of the prayer book, this love for his woman, this service, is perfect freedom. And then the drums create a train rhythm, reminding us of the connection back to the railway lines. He knows which train he's boarded and is going to stay on the line all the time. Here goes.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash, Walking the Line. And now two railway line songs, or rather two in one. We'll start with Lonnie Donegan's Rock Island Line and then shift into Stan Freberg's Takeoff, which is pretty funny. It's a song about an engineer who, in the line of duty, steps out of line by feeding a line to the tollman, lying to avoid paying the duty on bringing pig iron into New Orleans. Okay, first, Lonnie Donegan.
Now this is a story about the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line's a railroad line and it runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans is a big toll gate. And all the trains that go through the toll gate, why, they gotta pay the man some money. Unless, of course, they got certain things on board, then they okay and they don't ever have to pay the man nothing. And right now we see a train, she's coming on down the line, and when she get up near to the toll gate, the depot agent shout down to the driver. He want to know what he got on board. So he say, what you got on board there, boy? And the driver, he sing right on back down to the depot agent, telling him what he got on board. Yeah, the way he sing. I got sheep, I got cows, I got horses, I got pigs, I got all the livestock, I got all the livestock, I got all. And the man say, well, he say, you all right then, boy, you don't have to pay me nothing, just get him on through. So the train go through the toll gate, and as he go through, he got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when he's safely on the other side of the toll gate, the driver shout back down the line to the man. Of course, you don't get what he say now, going home and going down the Rock Island Line. She said, but I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron.
Now, this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Now, the Rock Island Line, she run down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all
me,
the trains...
Pardon me, just a moment. Pardon me?
Yeah?
Are you going to sing the song,
well,
or read it, or what?
Well, I'm going to sing it, but first I always tell a little of the story behind the Rock Island Line. Sort of sketch in a little background, as it were.
You are going to sing,
yeah,
though.
In just a second. I get to it.
Well, let's get to it then, huh?
Okay, and all the trains that go to the toll gate, why, they got to pay the man some money. But of course, if you've got certain things on board, you're okay. You don't have to pay the man out. I mean, you're okay with him. I mean,
all right, let's step right along here. Let's snap it up.
Okay. Now, just now we see a train. She coming down the line. And when she comes up in the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows.
Look, you can skip all of that.
You didn't let me name all the animals.
Yes, I know, but we don't need
that. Let me get to the sheep.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Well, it makes a difference to the sheep.
Yes, I know, but let's get the train rhythm going here. Never mind the sheep.
Okay, after the driver, you see, I got whole livestock, I got whole livestock, I got whole livestock. Good man, see, well, you're all right, boy. You go right on through. You don't have to pay me nothing. I mean, you know.
Look,
you're
fella,
okay.
Fella.
I didn't mention
look,
the sheep.
I know, but let's skip the recitation, huh?
Okay, but...
Let's get to the meat of it.
Okay, I've come to the best part now. What did the driver foo him?
He foo him?
Yeah, I say, I fooed you, I fooed you.
Well, look, let's just sing the song.
Well, you know, when we get to the pig iron part,
just
that's the payoff
the song,
to the... I think you ought to let me tell how he fooed the tollgate man with a pig iron.
Will you just sing the song,
I get
please?
I big reaction to it in clubs, and a lot of people waiting to see how the story
will you just
come out.
Sing the song?
Well, you're going to disappoint him, that's all.
I'll take the chance.
Okay, here we go. On a rock a little lane, hit the mighty good road. On a rock a... You sure you didn't want the pig iron part?
Forget it, will you forget it?
Okay. Little line, here's a line to ride. On a rock a little lane, hit a mighty good road. But if you want to ride it, got to ride it like you find it. Got your ticket at the state and fold a rock a little line.
Look, Mumbles. Hey, Mumbles. What is this? Get your chicken at the station?
Oh, ticket. Get your ticket at the station.
Oh, get your ticket
Gee,
at the station.
Try not to interrupt me, huh? A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me.
Now, wait a minute. Here's wait a minute. The A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z with the cats in the cupboard. I don't know. What has the A, B, C got to do with the cats in the cupboard?
It's got nothing to do with it. It's
I know. Is it a social significance
of
some kind?
No.
Is it
just
a difference of something?
Traditional lyric.
It's a traditional
I don't know,
lyric.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much. That'll be fine.
I got one more chorus.
One more. Is that it? That's the end?
Yeah, that's it. I just hope it sells without the pig iron
part. Well, forget about
all.
The pig iron part.
I'm just trying to sketch in a little background, that's all.
Yes,
you know.
I know, sketch in the background.
You're gonna release the record?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, that was Stan Freberg. Every time I hear that, it's still funny. I hope you thought so, too. And now we'll end this evening's Evening Under Lamplight, coming to you through Cambridge 105 Radio. I'm Robert Louis Abrahamson, and you can reach me at lamplight@cambridge105.co.uk and find the archived shows at momentsunderlamplight.co.uk. We'll meet again in a fortnight. Until then, be careful which lines you conform to and which lines you dare step out of. Good night. And to take us out, here's a few seconds or minutes of Daphna Sadi's and the Voyagers, giving us yet one more sense of the word with Walking the Thin Line.